This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Speaker of the House Pelosi called me to inquire about the president's ability to launch nuclear weapons. I sought to assure her that nuclear launch is governed by a very specific and deliberate process. She was concerned and made various personal references characterizing the president. I explained to her that the president is the sole nuclear launch authority and he doesn't launch them alone, and that I am not qualified to determine the mental health of the president of the United States.
All right, that's General Milley, who is staunchly defending himself. He was on the Hill with others militarily who were talking about Afghanistan. It was interesting, some of that conversation on the Hill. He said he's not going to resign. That's what he told Senator Tom Cotton. And again, he defended his calls with China. You heard a little piece of that there. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you are safe and sound wherever you hail from and are listening to my voice right now, whether you are on our shores or off our shores, as we have many friends overseas who are concerned about what's happening in America and what's happening in their own lives. General Milley, so let's dive deeper into this, is definitely under fire thanks to what was reported in the new book, Peril, by Bob Woodward and his co-author. And in that, the piece that was extracted and talked about was the Milley question on, was he questioning the mental health of the president after what happened on January 6th, and was he having conversations with his counterpart in China, reassuring them that Trump is okay and that he would let them know if he wasn't and that everything was stable and there wasn't going to be any kind of an attack. So there was some sort of concern indicating that the Chinese thought there was going to be a possible U.S. strike. And you heard, again, a little piece of what he said. He said he knew, he's certain that President Trump did not intend on attacking the Chinese. Of course, Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and there is no question, he said it, that he did have conversations with General Lee on October 30th, 2020, and again on January 8th, just assuring him that we were stable and there wasn't going to be any kind of an attack. And he said this was standard operating procedure and that he wasn't trying to change or influence the process or in any way insert himself into the chain of command. And I think you could see that he was feeling the heat of the weight of the calls for his resignation, the calls for him being a traitor to the president of the United States, to the country, etc. And he could feel the grilling. And that's why a big piece of that, even though so much was focused on Afghanistan and the airlift from Kabul and the disaster and the chaos and all of that, so much ended up also being this, for him anyway, this piece of what really happened in the calls to the Chinese counterpart. And so, again, he defended what was being said there and said that he did what he was called to do, period, and nothing more. But there is a press to have him resign or be fired for what it looks like happened with the, again, the question of China and maybe a little bit the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. But I think that the focus still continues to be that one piece of what did you say? Was it dishonorable what you did? Or, and is this incompetent responding to the Chinese, and do we have to accept that outcome, and do we have to have someone who's the Joint Chiefs of Staff who was in that situation And it looked like, or the way it was reported, that he was doing something that was overstepping the bounds of what he would normally do. And he's saying, no, I didn't do that. I mean, if there's somebody who would really probably like to take down Bob Woodward and his co-author, it would be Milley. But in the end, what perception is can often take someone down, regardless of how much you scream and shout that you did not, you are assuring, you never said. Again, the perception can often be so damaging, period. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri and other Republicans suggested that this general, who's been around for a long time, has found himself in a bunch of political firestorms, and that he was focused on his image when he should have been paying attention to what was happening in Afghanistan. And that, you know, look, he was taking hits for appearing with the president after the clearing of the protesters in front of the White House in the summer of 2020. And then he turned around and said he regretted participating in that. And so Hawley said that it seems that you put, and this is what he said in the middle of the hearing, that you put a high priority on making sure you were favorably portrayed by the D.C. press corps. And he said, you know, hey, I would welcome a walkthrough of all the events to prove that they were just, that the contacts were routine and that they were sanctioned and reviewed by the president's senior advisors. And he did say, look, I spoke to the House Speaker, you heard Nancy Pelosi, in a conversation in which she asked about his ability to launch nuclear weapons. He said he explained to her that the president does not have the sole ability to do that, and that he was in the chain of communication of officials that the president would need to consult. He then reminded his staff of the nuclear protocols. He said that in the testimony and procedures, and he said, at no time was I attempting to change or influence the process. Again, this is the thing over and over again that we keep coming back to. He said, I am expected to give my advice and ensure that the president is fully informed, and that's it. But he said he spoke to Woodward, Bob Woodward, and he said he spoke to a couple of other writers for their book, I Alone Can Fix It. And he spoke to another writer from the Wall Street Journal for his book, Frankly, We Did Win This Election. And Senator Marsha Blackburn said, you know, the Republican from Tennessee, were you accurately represented in the books? And he said, I haven't read any of the books, so I don't know. I've seen press reporting of it. I haven't read the books. And let's have you read the books and then let us know if you're accurately portrayed, is what Blackburn suggested. And he said, happy to do it. So that's part of this, right? It's all of these conversations with people who are writing books that portrayed the previous administration as with, you know, with a set of series of different problems. And so he had these conversations that was he accurately portrayed in the book? So that was interesting that she said that, and his response, I think, was pretty interesting. In the meantime, there is still the Afghanistan question, and there was a lot of defense about how the Afghanistan plan came about. But you also had the general, Milley, contradicting the president, this current president, saying he advised keeping 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, period. Meet you on the flip side.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
And ends, as there's many things that have gone on besides, believe it or not, the grilling on the hill of Milley and the reaction to what was the call with China, what was reported in these books, and the back and forth, and then Afghanistan and the withdrawal, and what ultimately the president said versus now what the top, one of the top generals is saying, because there's a contradiction there of what Biden said on the ABC news show to George Stephanopoulos about what he believed to know as far as what was going on with the troops and the withdrawal. All right, so things that affect you and me, part of the odds and ends dealio here. Stocks down again. Worst day since March. Too bad. 2.8%. Meantime, oil jumped to a three-year high. There's concerns about what's happening as far as pulling up at the pump. We see in the UK they're having big problems with oil. So much of that is about being able to disperse it, etc. And then some other numbers that are interesting to watch is the home market. You know, you look at what's happening there, and that can give you a big glimpse into consumer confidence, etc. And U.S. home prices actually jumped up in July almost 20%, specifically 19.7%. And the record gain in the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index, that's how it's measured, property values nationwide, followed an 18.7% jump in June and was the 14th straight high month of accelerating price increases. So the U.S. housing market has been on fire, with the pandemic really fueling this crazy intense demand for suburban homes. A shortage of affordable properties has pushed up prices and kept some potential buyers on the sidelines. That's For sure. I mean, just extraordinary. I know maybe in some of your neighborhoods you're seeing that, but I can remember talking to a neighbor who was a realtor and pretty much said, yeah, you have a house to sell? Yeah, it can be sold. I mean, there were people that were knocking on doors trying to find houses. And that is also part of people wanting to move, leave certain areas for other desirable suburbs. And I think part of that was getting out of the city. So Phoenix had the hottest market. They had a 32.4% surge for people listening to us in the great state of Arizona. You see Phoenix, where they are. New York, 17.8%. Boston, 18.7%. Dallas was big, 23.7%. Seattle, 25.5%. Denver, 21.3%. I won't go through all of them, but, I mean, there you go. They were cities that posted record year-over-year increases, and people that desperately wanted houses were trying to get a jump even on houses by going to community pages through friends and saying, I know somebody that wants to get a house in this area. Is anybody going to sell their house? So can we talk to you before you actually put it on the market, right? It's always such a tricky thing between interest rates, where you are, where you want to go. Because then here's the thing. If so many of these markets are hot, then you sell the house. Where are you going after you sell the house, right? Right. I mean, of course, if you have a plan in place and there is a play there, then that's a whole different ball game altogether. But it's interesting to watch that. The airlines have seen a little bit of an uptick in people traveling, but not completely across the board. We've also seen a lot of fights break out, a lot of complaints about people not wearing a mask and duct taping people to seats. We know the whole crazy scenarios of the unruly passengers that have been reported. It just seems higher than usual. Well, how about this? The demand for airplane seat coverings, listen to this, that repel viruses and bacteria has soared during the pandemic because carriers are looking to cut the time and cost of the cleaning of the cabins. So for the airlines, this is a big thing. If their strategy is, we need some innovation here. We had to figure out how can we do this and get rid of these fabrics. We need something that is virus killing. I don't know. Does anyone have a seat that automatically, it just wipes itself when you get up? It's just sprays comes flying up. And of course, the airline industry has been just smashed like hospitality by COVID-19, and they've had to adopt these stricter health protocols, the mask wearing that I mentioned, the cabin cleaning to cut transmission, reassuring passengers, and try to revive the travel industry. And it is wild to see this document that was published. It was 32 pages on how to scrub the inside of a plane. So airlines are cleaning now, but they want to be able to reduce whatever that routine is, right? So what the rotations are, how can they do this more effectively? How can they cut back on that, right? Because of the protocols. What's the best way to do it? And the answer is all of that's being developed. You know, people are using vacuum cleaners to remove loose particles from the fabric seat covers. They're wiping and drying the leather coverings, all of that. Buckles, because think about all the touching that would go on with the buckles. So it's pretty wide open. If you have some kind of invention that can clean the seats, I mean, seriously, faster, bigger, badder, this may be your time to go and pitch the sharks and get some funding and get it out there, because this is an area where what people are looking at. And, you know, it's interesting with innovation. When I was away, maybe it was whatever it was a week ago, there was outside of Austin, the place where I was, there was public restrooms in a hotel where they had a way to open the door where you just put your foot on a pedal, and it opened the door. So there's no touching of the door, because that's the other thing, right? If people are saying, well, great, you're, you know, washing your hands and you're using cleaner, but you're touching, people are touching doors all the time. So it was pretty effective, pretty easy, I have to say. Just push down, boom, it opens up, that's it. And I thought that was something I hadn't seen before. I thought that was pretty innovative, because then it cuts down on the thing that people are thinking about. Even before the pandemic, there were conversations about that, like on ships. So much of the viruses that took hold happened, like the norovirus, because people were touching railings and people were touching community doors. And there that would end that if people use it, because you can't force them to use it. But I did see a lot of people doing that, at least that I could see anyway, that particular time that I was there. All right, so if you're planning on the holidays and doing the gift-giving thing, what's it going to be like? Because we see the supply chains. We see ships that are stuck at longer in ports. In Southern California, more than 70 container ships are sitting off the coast still waiting to be unloaded. So you got to move all that, then move the merch, etc. And it's not just problems in at sea, at these ports, but also delivery times are getting longer and longer, and people are getting hung up, whether it's UPS or FedEx or, you know, wherever. So the delivery times are off, and it makes sense because of the supply chain and what's happened there. So holiday shopping, I think pretty much the advice is, do you have some holiday shopping to do? Do it now and put it in the mail now, so that maybe 6 weeks from now, 10 weeks from now, 14 weeks from now, when you see this sea of cargo ships, it's wild to see what Los Angeles looks like, you'll have everything out. So that last minute idea where you can get something and have it shipped a couple of days beforehand, yeah, the supply chain is absolutely a little messed up, and it's probably better to play your hand further out, if you know what I'm saying, right? So, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. But, hey, that's a procrastination thing. People wait till the last second. They think about it at the last second. So is that going to make you think in your mind, boom, I got to run out. I got to get this right now. All right, I got to tell you about this because Nail the Score is happening in our next show. Here's what I do. You get some wonderful prizes. Trust me, it'll be in the mail if you win. All you have to do is correctly nail the score. I pick the game of the week in the NFL. It happens in our first hour, last segment. If you're listening, you can flip me an email or call. But that happens in our very next show. Yeah. Remember when you used to go outside and play? Remember when you used to do kickball? You used to run around and play tag? We used to play flashlight tag. My mother would just be screaming. Not screaming, but she'd be yelling for us. It's dark outside, you gotta come in. We'd be exhausted. It was really, really fun. What happened to playing? We're talking about it next.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Annapolis, Maryland, a man who killed five people at a newspaper based in that city is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. In fact, Jared Ramos was given five life sentences without the possibility of parole earlier today. one life sentence for each of the five lives he took when he burst into the Capital Gazette newsroom in June of 2018 and opened fire. Relatives of the victims reacting to the sentencing news outside the courthouse.
3 hard years. And they put an end to our suffering. Thank you.
I put the Constitution book in his pocket because I'm hoping there is justice. And today is that justice day.
Wall Street paved in red in Tuesday trading. The Dow closed down 570 points. Worst day for the Nasdaq since March, down 2.8%. This is USA Radio News. The family of murdered traveler Gabby Petito now imploring the public as well as the media to put the same energies into helping find other missing people as they did Petito. The 22-year-old woman who vanished while on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, her remains found in Wyoming a few days after he returned home without her and without explanation. Petito's parents and step-parents speaking again to reporters, as did a family attorney who says one thing they know as the hunt continues for Brian Laundrie, they're not getting help from one group of people.
The Laundries did not help us find Gabby. They sure is not going to help us find Brian.
The White House says this will be a pivotal week for President Biden's agenda as a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is before the U.S. House after earlier passage by the Senate, and Democrats are still struggling to find a way to pass a $3.5 trillion with a T dollar social spending bill. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Paolo Cimani is in our virtual green room. He's in Brisbane, Australia. And I'll tell you what, he's hit on something that I think about from when I was a kid growing up, either when I was in New York or in Philly. We played outside all the time. I mean, half the time it was dark and they were screaming for us to come inside. And there is something about that. I'm going to tell Paolo this and all of you. I was shopping for a chair the other day and I saw these gorgeous leather chairs that had all these different designs on them. And they told me they sell like hotcakes. Why? Because kids sit in these chairs 12 hours a day gaming on the weekend. Are you kidding? So they have $500 chairs that they can't even keep in stock because gaming is so big. Nothing wrong with a little gaming, but 12 hours? Are you kidding me? So Paolo has written a book called Games of My Street. He played those games like me in Mozambique. And now he lives in Australia, but he certainly had fun as a kid and he knows what the difference is. Paolo, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Isn't that sad what I just said about the chairs, that they told me they can't even keep them in stock? They sell more of those than business chairs for adults.
Absolutely. It's sad to hear that, because the way children are playing games today is just heartbreaking, really. 1 hour a day playing games, that's fine. But 12 hours, I think it's a little bit too much. It's taking a lot from children. Children, they should be spending more hours outdoors because of the benefits that they can gain from it. Just engage with other children and physical activities that they have, they can gain so much. They can grow and they will become better people tomorrow.
What was it that, and I think that's part of the reason why you wrote the book, what made you write this book?
Well, I wrote this book firstly to share with my daughters. I have two little girls, Nyla and Zinzi, and I want to show them how I used to play games myself when I was younger. And just looking at the way children are playing games today, they spend hours indoors playing games, and you hear children saying, "I'm bored." It's a word that I never heard myself growing up. We were always having fun outdoors. We just interacted with the children and playing soccer and playing hopscotch and tug of war. Was so much activity to be done and was no time to get bored. And that was one of the reasons I wrote this book, to show my little girls. But then I started to realize that this is not a problem only for my house. It's a problem of a generation. So many other children, they can benefit from this message, which is playing outdoors is more beneficial than being stuck indoors.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, when you talk about the games that you played, and you mentioned some of them, and I asked you what was your favorite, and you said soccer. And what do you think is lost by the fact that we don't have all the kind of play that we used to have outdoors? Your daughters or other kids, what's lost by the lack of all that time?
Well, I believe myself that the speed of internet is letting behind all these little values that we have that we take for granted, but they're so useful for our children. I believe that parents, they're busy with their work, all those things. Myself growing up, we used to play outdoors all day, and our parents didn't worry much about where we were. As long as we get home before dark, it would be fine. But anything else was just happening outdoors. We're just playing games and all with the interactions of the children. And that was one of the beneficial things of it. But today, with all the things that happen as well to children outdoors, and parents can't just leave their children playing outside, I think all these have been, I believe myself that the children of today, they have been stolen that freedom to be a child, because, we can't just leave our children. And today we see more of a helicopter parenting. Why? Because of children can't just be outside and be free, which is not fair for them, because I know what is to be outside and be free, because when you play with other children, you're so creative and you explore more of nature. When you play indoor games, you're only using two senses, really. You just visual and you and hearing. But when you're outdoors, you are aware of what's going on around you. You try so many things. You test many things. So I think children are more free when they play outside. There's a social benefits of it as well, which is just playing with other kids, interacting with other kids, and you learn those fundamentals, those basic skills that you're going to apply in the future as well in adult life. Again, I believe that those games, they brought our community together, because we have each other, we're looking after each other, we knew each other. But today what we see, children playing games indoors, they don't know who lives next door. They may have friends in different countries, but they never met them, they'll never meet them physically, and it's just a sad way of living. I believe that those outdoors, they're more engaging, and they teach us a little bit more, a part of a physical benefits that we have from it as well. I will say myself, that just for stepping out of your house, just for being in an outdoors environment, you're already winning with vitamin D, which is important for children's growth. It's important to boost your immune system. It's important to recover when children are injured, because children have a lot of energy. They like to run, they climb, they fall. Myself, I have a few scars in here, but those scars today, they tell me a story of an adventure. I can sit with my daughter, they ask me, oh, so what happened to here and here? I'll be telling them the story. I'm here, you know, and it can't be that bad. I only see good things about the children playing outdoors myself. And there's other physical aspects of it as well. Is that because the children have a lot of energy, they want to burn those calories, they want to run, they want to climb trees, they and all those good things. By the end of the day, they're tired. And they, when they go home and have a sleep, they have a quality sleep. And we all know that that moment when they're sleeping is very important for child to sleep. That's why some preschool, they have this thing of the children have a little nap during the preschool time. Why? Because they know that it's important for child to have that little nap. That when they wake up, they feel much happier. They're more energetic, and yeah, they're just ready to go again. I think that's how children should be growing in that environment.
And I like how you talk about the physicalness, and you didn't worry about because we were burning off so many calories, so it wasn't always, wow, you can't eat this now, and all the obsession over that because there's too many sedentary kids. But also, what about the mental aspects of what happens when you're out there and you're playing soccer and hopscotch and all those other games versus playing too many indoor games where you're in front of the computer?
Absolutely. There is a lot of positive psychological side of it because children are free. Children are creative. They make their own rules. And they make their own decisions. So that's there's a problem solving there, which is a skill that they're learning. They don't know, but it's a skill that they will take with them in adult life. And it's a skill that will be beneficial at workplace, for example. They will already understand problem solving. But if you look at children who are stuck indoors, they will have a lack of these abilities, these skills. They'll have problems, for example, to hold a conversation. They'll have problems to have a presentation in a workplace, for example. They'll be struggling because, why? Because they don't feel confident. They didn't have that social life and the social and psychological skills that you learn in a young age and you grow with that, which is so beneficial for life in the future. I believe myself.
Yeah, boy, I completely agree with you there. And you talk about that, you know, in your book, you've got so many wonderful stories and so much to share, I think, in your book. And it's just absolutely terrific. Again, Games of My Street. Paolo, thank you so much. You can get it on Amazon or wherever great books are sold.
Well, at this stage, my book is not on Amazon. It's all on my website.
Oh, it's all on your website, so it's not on Amazon. Okay. So we can get the book on. So I'll say that. Paolo, thanks. We can get the book on your website. So where do we go to your website?
Yeah, my website is www.locosentertainment.com. Locos with a K. So that's www.locosentertainment.com. And I have two books over there. I've written a second book as well, which is, yes, and I have the third one is on the way as well.
Perfect. All right, so you can check it out there. Go all roads lead to the website. Paolo, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show Chef Rosario Del Nero. He is all about pasta, and it is the perfect time to have him on National Pasta Month every October. Did you know that? Oh, a time to celebrate something that I love, love, love to eat. So National Pasta Month, Chef Rosario. I was excited to find out that there was such a thing. I had no idea, celebrating it all month long. So tell me about National Pasta Month. What is it? I had no idea.
Well, buongiorno, and thank you for having me. Well, you know, I'm like you. I love pasta every day, all my life I've been a lover of pasta. But National Pasta Month is a time to share this passion and share this love with the public. And we take the opportunity to make videos and interviews and spread the news and the voice about this wonderful nutritious and delicious meal that is pasta, especially when it's paired with healthy and nutritious food like fresh vegetables, lean meat, etc. So this whole month we'll be celebrating our passionate love for pasta, and this is what it's all about.
Yeah, so in celebrating pasta and as a chef, I mean, you came to the United States from Milan in the 80s, and what a career that you certainly have had, working for all kinds of amazing restaurants and winning all kinds of awards. And when you're a chef, and especially with you, with your history from coming from Milan, all of us are always curious about Italy and is pasta that dish that is served with everything is, and some of the stories that we hear for people who haven't been there. What was it like growing up in your household?
Well, pasta has been a big ingredient in my household. I'm the oldest of five kids, and my mother always kept us very happy and well-nourished with pasta. I mean, she would make pasta almost every day because it's so convenient when you have a big family. And then as a chef, I learned to love pasta too because it can be the perfect canvas. If you have a chef, pasta can be your background. It's like a blank canvas where you can paint your favorite masterpiece. And you can have pasta with delicious mushrooms. For example, this fall, I love to make pasta with wild mushrooms, whether they are picked in the woods or you buy them at the farmer market. Just have a wild variety of mushrooms. And you can saute them with garlic and Italian parsley and thyme, a little cream, and you have a delicious, rich, and satisfying, wonderful meal. So for me, pasta gives me the opportunity as a chef to be creative and to be to get excited about food.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to you, and I'm serious. You triggered a reaction in me, and I started to think about this. And Nathan, who is my technical maestro here on the show a couple days a week, he and I were talking about, pasta's pasta. It's about the sauce, and you said being creative. And give us a recipe that we can whip up pretty easy.
Of course, of course. Well, choose your favorite pasta, and typically, if you choose a pasta like rigatoni, penne, bucatini, it takes about 10 minutes to cook. So in boiling water, while the pasta is cooking, you can quickly heat up some extra virgin olive oil. And then I love garlic, so I put a little garlic, a little chili peppers, and then I add whatever vegetable I find that is beautiful and fresh, like asparagus or peppers, tricolor peppers. Saute them, and then if you like a little protein, you can add some shrimp or scallops, a little maybe some other fresh herbs, and you're done. And then the pasta cooks in 10 minutes. You mix it with your sauce, and you're done. So nothing could be easier than that, and nothing could be more delicious and nutritious.
Yeah, so you gave me an idea. Yeah, that's easy. Chef Rosario, I hope the Hubs likes that because that's exactly what I'm going to do tonight. I like that with the vegetables. That really dresses it up, obviously, and it would taste good. So I'm thinking of this. What will we see in the pasta culinary world this fall? What do you think maybe is different, or what do you think we're going to see maybe a lot of?
Well, in the fall, all the chefs like me, we are all excited about the bounty of the harvest. So we'll see pumpkin, we'll see butternut squash, we'll see wild mushrooms. And, for example, a lot of restaurants, they love to serve butternut squash ravioli, for example, with brown butter and sage and a little Parmigiano Reggiano. That's such a delicious and gourmet meal, and you can find it pretty much in every restaurant that serves pasta right now. Or you can do my fettuccine with wild mushrooms, too. Very delicious and rich of deep, earthy flavors of the mushroom. And especially if you put porcini, can be even more earthy and delicious. So that's another one. Another very trendy sauce now is pesto, basil pesto. This time of the year, this time of the harvest, and you harvest the basil and you make delicious basil pesto, which is made, with extra virgin olive oil, a little parmigiano, a little pecorino, some pine nuts, a little garlic, and you have a world-class, delicious, trendy meal. And the pesto is made with, is served typically with linguine or trenette pasta.
Ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, you're making me hungry, hungry, hungry. National Pasta Month. Where can people go, Chef Rosario, for more information?
Yes, all these recipes and more, many more, and information about pasta, you can find it at sharethepasta.org, which is what we're doing now in National Pasta Month. Share the pasta. Sharethepasta.org. And buon appetito.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thanks, Chef Rosario.
Grazie mille. Thank you.
All right, so thinking about pasta, it was so interesting in talking to Chef Rosaria because here's some wild statistics. Did you know the average American consumes, and I might have mentioned this, about 20 pounds of pasta annually? It's the sixth highest food per capita in this country. The U.S. consumes 5.95 billion pounds of pasta a year, right? Think of that. That's an average of 9 ounces of pasta a day. Wow. According to the National Pasta Association, the analysis they did, the average price an American pays for pasta is about $1.45 a pound. So it makes sense, right? Because it's one of the most affordable meal options that you would have when you go to the grocery store. And the fact that you think of the 20 pounds of pasta annually and the U.S. producing 4.4 billions with a B of pounds of pasta annually. It is the second largest pasta producing nation in the world. Can you guess what number one is? I'm just saying. I'm going to give you a hint. It's not in the United States. It's in Europe. How about this? Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, is credited with bringing the first macaroni machine. That's what they called it then, too. America in 1789 when he came home after serving as an ambassador to France. And the first industrial pasta factory in the United States was built in Brooklyn in 1848 by a Frenchman who spread his spaghetti strands on the roof to dry in the sun. Can you imagine if you had no idea, just got to put yourself back in that reference, in that time frame, what it would be like to see the pasta just drying there. And that's what you do, right, if you've ever made pasta. And that was popular, people getting pasta machines and making their own pasta. I know that I did that for a while, and I lived at a time, and I was living at that time in an apartment, and I can remember trying to dry out the noodles and actually having a really tough time because of where the apartment was located and all of that, and being impatient in trying to wait for it to all dry out. So I think it's fascinating that all the things that I just said, and that there is this National Pasta Month, and that it happens in October. And here's the thing with these pasta dishes. If you listen to Chef Rosario, there's so many healthy things that you can put in the pasta. The whole idea of taking the peppers or taking the mushrooms. I'm a huge mushroom hound, and I'm just thinking of the different kinds of mushrooms I could mix in there and mix with some kind of linguine or the pesto sauce. A lot of people that are watching their weight will go to pesto and use some form of pesto and then put some of those vegetables in too. So it all sounds very, very good to me. So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and listen to the show as well. Go out and make some pasta and make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.